You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After a two-week closure due to lead contamination, Milwaukee's Trowbridge School will reopen tomorrow. The Milwaukee Health Department says the building had over 90 lead hazards, but has now passed a check following remediation and cleaning. MPS has scheduled lead testing for students from Trowbridge and three other impacted schools Saturday at Bradley Tech. Election laws, abortion rights, and the role of the public sector union were among the topics covered last night in the Supreme Court debate. With only 3 weeks before the election, Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel discussed a wide range of issues, from abortion rights, redistricting, the state's voter ID law, and the future of collective bargaining rights for public workers. The exchanges were sometimes heated. At one point, Schimmel said Crawford was lying about his past actions involving a case. Later, Crawford disputed one of Schimmel's allegations about her donors, saying he had a, quote, very active imagination. At stake in the election is the court's ideological balance, which currently leans towards the liberal majority. A new bill seeking support in Madison would eliminate daylight saving time in Wisconsin. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Representative Nate Gustafson from Fox Crossing and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara in Appleton said this bill seeks to establish a consistent standard time throughout the year. The bill aims to promote public health, safety, and economic stability. This, however, would keep sunrises and sunsets early, meaning in the middle of July, the sun will shine into our windows at 4 a.m., and the latest it would be out at night would be 7:30. Outdoor enthusiasts and people with 9-to-5 jobs will ultimately see less sunlight after work in the warmer months. Elon Musk, who has been leading the Department of Government Efficiency, has also suggested ending time changes. Neither he or Trump have taken action on the measure.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Packer players moving on. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL Free Agency. Two Packer players have signed with other teams. Center Josh Myers, a one-year contract with the Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon joins the Eagles, also a one-year deal. Men's college basketball, the Badgers taking on Northwestern today in the Big Ten tournament. Marquette against Xavier in the Big East tourney. In Madison, Sarah Williams says she's entering a transfer portal after 3 years on the Wisconsin women's basketball team. NBA Bucks basketball tonight, they host the LA Lakers. And Shaquille O'Neal had this to say about former Bucks player and business mentor Junior Bridgman, who died on Tuesday.
Yeah, this one really hit hard for me. They always tell us stories about how 75% of athletes 0 to 5 years after they're done playing go broke. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but I've patterned my whole business acumen after Junior Bridgman. This one hurts a lot.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. All right, all right, all right. Matthew McConaughey is back after a six-year hiatus. The star of Dazed and Confused and True Detective returns to the big screen in The Rivals of Amzia King. During his hiatus, McConaughey wrote a book, spent time with his family, and stayed fresh by doing voice work in films like Sing 2. McConaughey's memoir, Green Lights, is now available. Will the new Jurassic Park be rated R? As a fan of dinosaurs and thrillers, I really hoped so, but seriously doubt it. Fans are speculating based on the new trailer and how dark it seems, and the fact that the franchise introduces a new, especially scary monster called the D-Rex. Social media users seemed excited at the idea of an R-rated, truly freaky Jurassic Park. Unfortunately, according to the experts, studios will most likely not want to give up those under 17 profits. Eric Stone Street is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stone Street will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stone Street on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. Dolly Parton told Oprah Winfrey that she thought she would be a great mother. Parton elaborated, saying she and her recently deceased husband, Carl Thomas Dean, ultimately decided not to have kids because Parton wanted the freedom to pursue her career and be a mother to all children. That is so Dolly Parton. Parton said at one point they even had a name picked out if they had a girl, but decided against it. I'm guessing it was Dolly Jr.? Billy Joel is putting his health before his tour. The 75-year-old music icon has wisely chosen to postpone working the road so he can rehab after a recent medical procedure. Joel's camp says he will take 4 months away from performing to get his health back. Joel expects to make a full recovery and will resume his tour in Pittsburgh on July 5th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring a few showers and thunderstorms tomorrow evening into tomorrow night. A couple of those could be strong to severe, especially to the southwest. Then more rain Saturday with rain changing to little snow on Sunday. Today, though, sunshine 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.